Rodef Shalom in Oakland may seem like an unlikely place for outrageous bingo, emphasis on the out, but each month the event packs the place.
In other cities they call it gay bingo or drag bingo or whatever they come up with. We came out with the outrageous bingo with O-U-T capitalized in the title, Out of the Closet.
Rick Allison is the bingo caller. When he took the microphone Saturday for December's game, he saw people in Santa outfits, someone dressed as Beaker from the Muppets, and many others in festive wear. Also this month, Allison celebrates an outrageous bingo anniversary.
16 years. I might have a coming out party.
Outrageous Bingo raises money for Pittsburgh's Gay and Lesbian Community Center and Shepherd Wellness Community, a resource center for those living with HIV/AIDS. Shepherd Wellness Executive Director Scott Peterman says the game draws hundreds of people each month.
It's a wonderfully diverse group. This is an event where folks can bring their children, their parents, their co-workers. It's an event where everybody is welcome and everybody feels comfortable.
The all-ages crowd is indeed diverse, and people say they come for a number of reasons, though the most common is simply to have fun.
We did come last year. A group of us ladies came, and we enjoyed ourselves so much we brought some of our husbands with us.
Even before the game start, those husbands are having fun, messing with others in line with songs and jokes. There are also regulars like Mimi, who is setting out plates of chocolate before the games begin.
My name's Betty Murphy. Everyone calls me Mimi. My son used to manage this bingo.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm sort of an old pest at this point. That comes in early.
Nice.
And if I see them struggling, I'll pitch in.
What sets Outrageous Bingo apart from other games is the entertainment. During intermission, the crowd is entertained by local drag queens. This particular bingo also features what caller Rick Allison calls legitimate entertainment. Couple Cindy Schaefer and Kathy Rizza sang a duet before the games began.
At least I'm going to say that I trust this and my pride. But it's cold outside.
Following the duet, Allison warms up the crowd a little bit.
Okay, so how many outrageous bingo virgins do we have here this evening? We have a few. Okay.
Allison makes an effort to ensure gameplay doesn't get too intense.
We start out with a bingo pledge. So I need you to all stand as you're able with your dauber in your right hand and repeat after me.
I promise to remember
that this is only a stupid game
and that we're here to have fun.
So sit down, shut up, and play bingo.
Outrageous Bingo was started in Pittsburgh by Allison and his best friend Alan Jones in December 1997.
It's been enormously successful, not just from the social aspect and the numbers of people that get out, but in the amount of money that we've made. So in the 16 years, we've made over $500,000.
The money raised is split between the GLCC and Shepherd Wellness for services such as meals, youth and senior programs, support groups, a library, advocacy, and other events and services. Back to the bingo game itself.
G58.
Once play starts, it's pretty traditional, though the crowd does have its own inside jokes when certain numbers are called.
Oh, 69.
Then intermission hits, and it's entertainment time with drag queen Akasha announcing performers.
If you're ready to have some more fun, can I hear you say, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, get ready to bring to the stage one of my favorite performers. She's actually a drag daughter of mine. She's Miss Wow Wednesday, and her name is Paris Young Boutte.
Paris and another performer, Tasha Khan, take turns dancing around the hall, lip-syncing to Christmas favorites and dance hits, while the crowd dances along and has fun. Then it's back to gameplay.
I-23.
Though the game stretches for several hours, there's never a dull moment.
Okay, so we're moving into the final stretch. Oh yeah, you already won, so you're cheering it on. But some of these losers haven't won a thing.
Outrageous Bingo is a monthly event and will continue through 2014. Even though the event often sells out, Allison says there are no plans to move to a larger venue, but each month will be more outrageous with more drag queen and, Allison hopes, more drag king performances. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.